Hi, I'm Dr. Eloise Ashworth. My friends call me Elle. I'm a marine scientist, but I'm also a science communicator and an improviser. If you really need a label, then perhaps polymath would be a better term to describe me. When I think back on my career, it starts in the Sultanate of Oman, where I discovered my passion for biology. Then I went back to France to complete my undergrads and my masters. After that, I took a leap of faith. I decided to go to New Zealand to gain experience as a research assistant. And before I knew it, I was hopping across to Western Australia, where I completed my PhD in marine science, co-founded a citizen science organization, and became a master scuba diver. I'm now working on a science communication project, which I've expanded worldwide. On my journey as a scientist, I saw the disconnect between science and the general public, either because of elitism, misinformation, or overuse of jargon, to name a few. So I decided to help experts share their knowledge and their experiences with the world, as well as any advice that they might have for young professionals like myself. To achieve this, I'm producing and hosting a podcast called Lumière, inspired from 18th century philosophical movement, Le Siècle des Lumières, the Age of Enlightenment, which promoted freedom to learn and to advance and share knowledge. So I put together a small international team of passionate people and started interviewing professionals in Australia, in Europe, and now in North America. Lumière is about connecting with brilliant minds, people who have become personal sources of inspiration through their stories. Whatever I do, it's always about personal growth. One of the main turning points of my career has been conquering my fear of public speaking. During my studies, I became painfully aware that my terror of speaking in front of a crowd was going to hinder my progress in life. I couldn't even present my own research without feeling sick with fear. So I decided to do something about it, and I really went big. I took acting classes, attended Toastmasters, and improvised on stage regularly, which to my very own surprise, led me to perform at the Perth Fringe Festival and at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Who would have known? I learned to use my fear to my advantage, and I changed my mindset about failure. I realized it's about having fun in the moment. One way to achieve this is to stop thinking that you are the focus of attention. Focus on your audience, because it's what you want to tell them that truly matters. Now I want to help people overcome their fear and become better at making meaningful connections with others. So I'm also co-running a series of workshops to help people turn their public speaking experience into an enjoyable one through improvisation. I strongly believe that as a person, you are not defined by your current limitations. Keep stretching yourself, keep challenging yourself, and above all else, keep learning. My personal motto reminds me of this. Fac recte, nil timi. Do right, fear nothing. Thank you for listening to my story, and I hope that gave you an idea of who I am. Feel free to reach out to me. Long story short, this is just the beginning. Ta-ta for now.